Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our Green and Gold Insider. Michael, how are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm just hearing this now. You know, half a dozen of the best restaurants around Milwaukee, around the Midwest. Cindy and I got engaged at his one in Lake Park.
Yeah, the Lake Park Bistro,
yeah. He was so creative.
Yep.
He was so much down to the basics and getting it done, and he made it all look easy, but fantastic restaurants, and so our condolences to his family and all of his staff that loved working for Joe Bartolotta.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Well, so I'm not as thick-skinned as you are, Bill Michaels, because I'm getting emails from listeners and stuff on Twitter, and maybe I need to shut down on the social media because, trying to have discussions, just trying to enlighten the folks about what are the Green Bay Packers thinking when they bring in quarterbacks a week before the NFL draft?
Right.
Like, what are they going to do? And, you know, people throwing around words like moron, idiotic.
Right.
And
right.
They just signed Aaron Rodgers. Why do you think? Okay, let me get the record straight for people. Ted Thompson comes into Green Bay after his run in Seattle and talks about, you know, he doesn't want to make the same mistake an NBA team when they took Sam, was a Bodie, and instead there was Michael Jordan was still on the board. You take the best player available. You do not draft by need. Every time you do that, you're going to get in trouble. So in 2005, Ted Thompson had a lot of needs, and he addressed them later in the draft when he used his second-round pick on a safety, Nick Collins, from a little horde school in
Thune Cookman.
Yeah, that you know, a couple of the print reporters turned around and said, Bethune Cookman, where the hell is that?
Right.
And he took a wide receiver in Terrence Murphy, who would have been, you know, the next Randall Cobb for not the neck injury. He had to take some guards. He let go Mike Wall and Marco Rivera. He needed guards. He needed safeties. He had all kinds of needs. And there he is, and it had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers dropping like a rock in the first round. It really had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with, well, you know, Brett Favre, he keeps putting off the team. Favre had only done that earlier that year after they lost once again to the Vikings, and Favre didn't come out and talk to us after that playoff loss to Randy Moss and company, the moon in the crowd game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, Favre had it. Like, I don't want to do this anymore and end up on the short end of these games anymore. And he may have been frustrated with Sherman, might have been frustrated with the roster. And so he started that holding out. But that was like the first year he did that. He would have his holdouts longer in 6 and 7 after McCarthy came and all that, and after Ted Thompson took over when he was trying to get Randy Moss to Green Bay and all that. So they weren't worried about Brett Favre. When you're sitting in that chair, what can I do the very best for my team right now? Right now. And Andrew Brandt, who was the vice president of finance back then, says, I was sitting in the room. The line said first round. And when they got to us at 24 in 2005, there was only one name left above the first round line. And that was the kid from Cal, Aaron Rodgers. And so Ted looked at the value of him, which was probably, they probably thought he was at least a top five pick.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith had gone to the 49ers first overall. So we just looked at the number value and said, that's a pretty good quarterback, fifth-round value, or, you know, top five overall, and here we are at 24, take the damn quarterback. And when Ted came to Green Bay, for the last 4 or 5 years under Sherman, what did they do? They got away from drafting quarterbacks. They got away from what Ron Wolf said was, bring in quarterbacks, man. They're a commodity. You might get a Matt Hasselbeck and get something for it down the road from the Seattle Seahawks. So that's why they took Aaron Rodgers. It's because it was the best value on the board, not because they had a quarterback succession plan or any of that other garbage. It was the guy that was on the board. So Gutekunst was asked about this yesterday, about, you know, well, so you bring in Drew Locke from Missouri, you know, and you wanted that other kid too. Daniel Jones from Duke, you know, you're going to try and bring him in, but there's a scheduling conflict. Is there a succession plan in place in Green Bay at quarterback?
You know, the whole succession plan thing, I think, is a little bit, you know, overhyped or whatever. I think, you know, I go back to when I first started, and then when Ted came back, you know, we value that position extremely highly. And I think, you know, every year we spend a lot of time on the quarterbacks and trying to, you know, figure out if what kind of players those guys are going to be in the NFL. And that's really, really important to us. Because if you don't have one, it's really tough to win in this league. So for us, it's just about each and every year trying to decide which of the guys that could potentially be starters in this league and difference maker type players. And then if you have the opportunities to take them sometime in the draft, and that's the best thing for your team, I don't think you can hesitate with that. Again, you know, we're lucky to have the best player in the NFL playing that position right now. But at the same time, just like I was talking before, your needs can change just like that. So I think it was just doing due diligence. There's always questions specifically with those guys maybe that are a little more thorough, more in-depth that you got to get to the bottom of. And so we were trying to do that.
And when he says your needs can change like that, that's a nice way of saying, think of Jay Gruden and the Redskins, and he's got a season all set up with Alex Smith, who's the same age as Aaron. And then look what happens to him.
Right.
Or Joe Theismann 30 years ago. Or Teddy Bridgewater just a couple of years ago running around on a practice field. This can happen to any quarterback. It's football. Suddenly, your quarterback can't play anymore. I know it's high odds, but it just happened to Alex Smith, Aaron's counterpart in that 2005 draft, and suddenly you're left hanging. So the bottom line is, if the Green Bay Packers think that any of these guys, quarterbacks, are worth a 12 or a 30th overall pick in the first round, and they're up there on the board four or five ticks ahead, if Drew Lock drops for some reason, they might take him, because that's what the value of your board says, not necessarily your needs or that you just signed Aaron Rodgers to, you know, a lifetime deal in Green Bay.
You hate to draft for need. I mean, the best time to draft any player is when you don't need a specific player, because you can just look at the value on the board versus the talent you're getting, Mike. And if they took a quarterback in the first round, I'd be shocked, unless, of course, a miraculous thing happens and one of these guys fall.
You'd be just as shocked as you were in 2005.
Well, 2005,
and I'm not
though.
That they are. But I'm just saying, when you're on the clock, all that other crap goes aside.
Contract, no, I agree with that.
You're looking at a blank board, and the clock is ticking. It's like, who's the best player I should take right now? And the GM has got, you know, certain feelings too, because, you know, I don't think he's getting rid of the scouts like they did in Oakland. But the GM has basically said, you know what? There's 20 guys up there, and there's two or three I really think are going to be absolute terrific NFL players. And one of those drops, and it doesn't matter what the position is. I can't read the guy's mind, but he's probably got his favorites,
yeah,
that he wants to bring into Green Bay that could help his team out in anything, special teams, defense, offense, whatever. But Gutekunst, he told a really good story when we were in Indianapolis about this week leading up to the draft and the alleged misinformation that teams put out there, and about the fact that they would bring in some of these college players. Now, Ted, you know, just locked all that stuff up. He did not want people to find out who was coming in. The only way you could find out is usually from the kid's agent or something. And Ted sometimes turned down some of those visits because it's like, we've got enough information. Let's get our board ready. Here we go. But Brian Gutekunst is like, no, you know, I don't think that's due diligence. Because if you're allowed to bring in 30 players and you know you can only get two of them, that's 28 you're talking to that will never be on your team. But this is the best time in the world to interview these guys that you're going to be going up against to get into their head. So, you know, if Denver takes Drew Lock as a quarterback, you're going to face that guy sometime in a game. And so you want to get into his head. Ted, though, said, you know, that week leading up to the draft, there's a lot of subterfuge going on. And everybody got a laugh out of that, because that's a, you know, special word about deception, deceit, intentional subterfuge. So we got a kick out of that. That was their code word. Yeah, that's subterfuge. During the Ted Thompson era. So Gutekunst was asked about this yesterday on why bring in 30 college prospects in the past week, including a quarterback.
Sure, certainly there's a medical part of it. There's a bunch of guys that were not at the combine that we needed medical grades on. So that's part of it. And a lot of it is just, you know, trying to get to know guys maybe a little bit more. If there's some unanswered questions that, you know, when we came out of the combine or pro days that we didn't feel like we had answered. And then sometimes there's just some subterfuge through in there as well.
So he's having some fun there.
Yeah. Let's do this. You got time for another one?
Sure.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We got Mike Clemens, our NFL insider, standing by right now as we talk to him on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking some Green Bay Packer draft football. We've got more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, continues on. And so, Michael, there are some people, even though we're talking about quarterbacks, that we would like to see maybe come into this situation.
Yeah, and what I'd like to see Green Bay do is help out on defense, particularly in a draft that all the scouts say this is a heavy draft in defense, especially in that first round on Thursday night. And so some of the guys that I was most impressed with at Combine, and, you know, I printed out some of the top mock drafts the week of the Combine, and, you know, that's all based on what these guys saw during the season when they're playing football or at the Senior Bowl. And it's amazing how these guys then go to Combine or their pro days, and they have great times, they have poor times, great bench lifting, bad bench lifting, whatever. They do something bad in an interview, and some of these guys drop like rocks, and other guys somehow shoot up. Devin White was a guy who was supposed to be right there for the Packers. He's now moved up into the top 10. But it's the NFL draft. Teams get crazy, and they trade away four picks because there's some quarterback that they want or whatever, and maybe this guy could still hover down and, you know, be there at 12. I love this guy from, you know, his high school career, 5,000 yards offense, scored 81 touchdowns, and on the other side was all over the place on defense, and LSU grabbed him and picked him up. And in his freshman year, he sacked Lamar Jackson, the Heisman Trophy winner. You know, the guy is playing for the Ravens, not quarterback. This guy is fast. He had the 4.3 40, and I think he would be great lining up next to Blake Martinez, a speed guy next to Blake, who's just so, you know, reliable as a leader out there. And so Devin White talked about he has kept a diary about his progress and his years playing for the Tigers.
Put the work in. You know, I showed it throughout my career. You know, I progressed every year. I did everything right on and off the field, you know, as far as, you know, being a great guy, you know, just having an attitude, going to work every day, you know, leading my team. That was the biggest thing. I was the leader of my team. I was named team captain 2 years in a row as a sophomore and a junior. So, I mean, I feel like I put everything together. You know, I came out here and I'm ready to compete. I've been doing a lot of formal interviews and I've been knocking them out the park. So I'm just doing everything right.
And Devin White's a funny guy, too, because he's in college and he just kind of got into horseback riding. And now he's got a bunch of horses, and he said that whenever he gets interviewed by these teams, they say, now, are you still going to be into horseback riding if you get in the NFL? I mean, you're going to bring the horses to New York or Green Bay or wherever?
Mm-hmm. I mean, most people be like, you know, if we draft you, are you going to bring your horse? And I'm like, how's the weather? You know, what type of environment is it? Because I haven't been in a lot of places. Like, I've never been in New York. You know, I met with the Giants. I was like, I've never been there, so what should I expect? Could I bring a horse there? I mean, everybody really fond of it, and they think it's really funny to see a football player riding horses. I got seven. The first horse name is Ricky Bobby. So I got, now I just be naming them like, I got a horse called Sugar, Sweetheart. Man, just whatever comes to your mind the day they born and you first see them.
It's nice that he's got a Ricky Bobby horse. You're not going to be riding him down Broadway if you go to New York.
No, probably not. Or down Oneida.
You know, exactly.
By the Clark Hinkle practice.
Yeah, exactly.
So another guy I like that might be there at 12, can help you out on defensive line, is Ed Oliver, the big kid out of Houston. 6'2". He benched 32 reps at the Combine. And Ed, man, this kid is like, I don't know, 22 going on 32. He's just so much more mature. And the way we talked to him about whether he would be able to play a 3-4 or a 4-3, because he's been basically a 4-3 kind of guy when he gets into the NFL.
A four-down front. If a three-down front team give me two, I'd be happy. Play a little nose, play a little 4-out, but a four-down front, I'd be happy there too. I'm not against playing outside back. Like teams said, they want me to work out at outside back. I'm not against that either. Whatever makes the money, that's what I play. I'm a football player, honestly.
So even though you got Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark at nose, you know, and Dean Lowry, I still think that this would be another guy that could really help Mike Pettine have some depth. I don't know if Mo Wilkerson's going to be back. That was a pretty severe ankle injury. He had surgery and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's around the facilities. Packers with an unusual, well, it's McCarthy era is over, man. The vets, Aaron Rodgers and gang, are there today with a veteran mini camp before the draft. The schedule's completely changed around from what it's been in years past, but that's a guy I'd like to see. One other one is Devin Bush, you know, a shorter guy out of Michigan, fast guy, but he's like those really speedy linebackers that the Cardinals started using a couple of years ago, that the Falcons used, like Deion Jones. And, you know, he's just a ball hawk and got the speed. Again, speed at linebacker I think would help out Green Bay with some of the other guys that they've got that they're bringing back and the guys that they just picked up in free agency. Devin Bush out of Michigan, he might be there at 12 Thursday night for Green Bay.
I just want to showcase my talents and show why I belong, you know, to be in the NFL and why I'm a premier player in this draft. And, you know, I just want to show I'm one of the best defensive players in this draft. And, you know, Telvin Smith, Deion Jones, Levante David, Quan Alexander, just those guys, you know, we all built similar and we have similar game type. You know, we fast, twitchy linebackers and, you know, we playmakers in the middle and we can go from sideline to sideline.
So I'll have reports for you all weekend from Green Bay, Bill, on the draft show on Thursday night.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be interesting as to there's a lot of anticipation for both draft picks coming out of the first round. Mike, always a pleasure. Enjoy it and stay safe. We'll talk to you on Thursday, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Mike Clemens joining us from NFL Sirius Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.